From beers to gears here.
Oh, man. She worked on that one for a minute there, didn't she?
Ever since 5 o'clock.
XLC, Wes and Leah. Move the microphone over for Mike there.
I always say it's a good thing that this isn't like when I'm running the board, like when you were off on Monday and I had to run the board. I was like, it's a good thing this isn't a plane. Like, that's my joke all the time. But we have Mike Gerga in with us and owner of Extreme Flight Simulation, which another destination you need to know where they're at.
I think
at.
You should go by proprietor.
You know, I actually like that word. Actually, my wife's the boss.
She's the proprietor.
She's probably listening right now.
Wait a second. Slow down, Mike. We're always the boss. All right.
Shh. She even tries that with me. I'm like, you know, we're not married, right? So you can drop the whole my boss thing. But anyway.
Back to what I was saying, Mike, Extreme Flight Simulation is neighbors with Only Child Brewing.
That's correct.
It's a good neighbor to have.
That's a real great neighbor.
It's a good neighbor to have. But a lot of people don't know about Extreme Flight Simulation. Can you tell us a little bit about your flight simulator and what people can expect who haven't not been there before?
All right. So Extreme Flight Simulation, we have a Boeing 737 simulator inside our building. Not a full airplane, but the flight deck cutout.
So that's cool.
Everything inside the flight deck is what you're going to see when you walk into our place. From the instrument panel to the overhead panel, the throttles, the seats. It's the real airplane inside.
That is awesome. I want to do that so bad.
Our boss is frightened to fly. Like, will not fly at all. His poor wife and kid can't go anywhere because he won't take them anywhere because he's afraid to fly. Does going into a flight simulator, does it
simulator,
help?
But
whatever. Does it help?
Next time, Lynn from Gurney, can we have the beer people go second?
He's gotta go first next time. Does going into a simulator, does it help somebody that may be afraid to fly? Like,
absolutely.
Kind of bring them to ease?
Absolutely, right? I mean, because then they can see what goes on behind the scenes. We actually have a retired captain that works for us as well.
Oh, that's cool.
Myself, I'm commercial rated, and a couple of my other flight instructors as well. So we know what goes on. We're able to explain to people. So it's also fun and educational at the same time for somebody that would like to see what's going on.
Well, I mean, and I haven't done this one yet, and I would love to do a Boeing because I think that'd be awesome, big, huge plane like that. I did a Cessna one. And I was convinced that I thought I wanted to take flying lessons. And I was like, I want to. No, I'm not kidding you. And this is going to be actually shocked to you that I say I'm not good at it. I tried 20 times to land that Cessna and I crashed it every time. And I was like, there is no way. I'm scared of myself ever having controls over anything. If I can't figure that out, I couldn't hit the runway. I was going sideways across it. And I'm like, there's no way.
There's no way you would be able to do it in real life.
So it frightened me from ever wanting to take the controls. So does that happen? Do people come in and go, oh, I think I can do this? And then you're like, oh, man, I don't know if you're cut out.
Sometimes you're like, okay, we'll just put our hands on the controls a little bit and help you along, right?
Right.
But that's the fun part about it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody, you get to try different things and everything else. I mean, we could put you in all kinds of different scenarios.
And it's fun for everyone. I mean, it sounds like a good date night, a good family night. Kids can...
Oh, absolutely. Kids, adults, you know, you just mentioned date night, right? I mean, go next to the brewery, have a beer,
right?
Compete with each other on who can have the best landing, right?
I could totally land a plane right now.
As you just exclaimed that you're always the boss, I could imagine you and your poor husband sitting in the cockpit there and how much you're arguing about you're the one going to land the plane.
Oh, wait a second. Time out. How long does this last? Like, how long will we be in the cockpit together?
Well,
like,
you could do 30 minutes. You could do 2 hours, right? So
we
have different packages you can do. I mean, we have people that just do, you know, they'll just do a flight from like O'Hare to Minneapolis, gate to gate.
So
really?
Full flight plane.
Once a plane is up like that, there's not a lot of stuff you do, though, right?
You're monitoring systems. You're managing the aircraft.
Okay.
But do you see, like, what do you see around you? Do you see what actually...
You see what's on the ground and whatnot. So
Can you guys control it? Like, throw a thunderstorm at them or anything?
Oh, yeah. Snowstorm, thunderstorm. We'd go fly through the hurricane today if we want to go off of Mexico with live weather.
Oh, that's awesome. We could fly right through Delta. On a Delta.
Delta.
I want to do it.
Delta.
No, I added the third one in for no reason.
So you have Extreme Flight Simulation, and you guys are also, is it open yet, or it will
be? So the Extreme Virtual Reality will be opening, hopefully, October 30th.
Okay.
So that's a big thing for us right now, getting ready, but just a different thing to bring, you know, different type of crowd in. Works great with the bar next door, I think. You know, kid friendly, family friendly.
What exactly is it, though?
So virtual reality, you know, we have over 30 different games. So you put the headset on, you're in a virtual world, and you know you're playing different games, escape rooms, cool. stuff like that.
Oh,
so,
that's awesome!
Yep, you can do an escape room without actually going to an escape room, and you can do cool. it with your family. It's multiplayer cool. as well.
I love it. I love it. Now, Mike, you've been sitting in with us. I'm sure you love Only Child Brewing
oh,
because
yeah.
they're your neighbor. But one thing that we ask each and every one of our Gurney's Got It visitors. Is that what we call them? Visitors company. We have company here today. Stop. Help me out. I take two.
She has this thing that she's always like, I'm embarrassed for other people. When and this is one of those moments where like, I'm embarrassed for her right now.
That's okay. That's okay. But we ask you your Gurney go-to.
Backyard Steak Pit, Stephen's Steakhouse, you know, anything to do with
anything, steaks. Anything food-wise.
Yeah, food-wise.
Anything that anyone else needs to know about your two is it, wait a second, time out, rewind. Is it two different locations?
It's going to be in one location.
Okay, all
one
right.
One location.
That's important.
One location, one stop shop.
I love it. I love it. Is there anything else, though, that we need to know about?
The only thing I just want to get out there, we're going to be raising money for charity. Coming up, we're doing what's called a world flight in the simulator, believe it or not. So cool. It's going to be 7 days around the world along with other flight simulators. It's going to be on a live network. We're flying flight plans. We're getting crews together and we're raising money for Lake County Honor Flight.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
Can you send me that information?
Absolutely.
I'll get it on across Lake County.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if anybody wants to check it out, they can go to worldflightchicago.com.
Perfect. I'll post it over at 1023xlc.com too. Mike, thanks so much for being on with us.
No problem.
Let's go fly a plane.
Cheers.
Cheers. Bottoms up.